It's a schuss and an honor to be here today. One of the highlights of my week, as I say every week, is to learn with you different divrei Torah, different inyanim of the parsha. And as we all know, that as Pesach is approaching only a couple days away, there's so much to do, so much preparation. And we're going to do like we started last week, different inyanim Haggadah. So many Haggadahs out there. Everyone should find the Haggadah that talks to them. As I said, my father-in-law, Rabbi Schwartz, just came out with a new, beautiful Haggadah. And everyone should find their Haggadah. However, before we start, and before we continue where we left off, it's very important that a person needs to realize the Chol HaMarbe B'Sipor Yetzias Mitzrayim. Whoever is involved in the story, Hare Zeh Mishubach. And everyone asks, why? Do we ever find any other mitzvah that you, the Chazal is telling us that if you do it and the more you do it, you're praiseworthy? So what's the point here? Because the whole point of the Seder night is for someone to feel that emotional connection. How Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, the Emuna. And a person needs to realize that, yeah, a person needs to prepare the Haggadah. And a person needs to have all the vorts and have everything ready. But the whole point of the Leil HaSeder is to make it relevant. It's to make it fun. It's to make it, to bring it into the children, to bring it into the grandchildren. It's to plan. It's to have skits. It's to have fun games. The whole point is to build our emotional connection. That's the whole point of the Seder. And the way to do that is a person has to start thinking in his mind, who's at my Seder? What's going to be relevant? What's going to talk to them? How is this Seder going to be different? How is it going to be more impactful? How is it going to be great? And that's what a person needs to do. That, as the Brisker Rav says, that the whole point of the Seder, it's emotional. It's that we're really leaving Mitzrayim. And a person needs to make it relevant. So before we start all the amazing Haggadah vorts, B'siyata D'shmaya, and it should be Gevaldik, but a person needs to realize that. That the whole point of the Seder is to build this relationship with Hashem, and is to build the Emuna with your children, and your grandchildren, and your family. And again, a person needs to know that having the Divrei Torah is very important. Right, they tell a story. You know, the women are in the park, and what do they talk about? They talk about how they have to cook things without food. Right, I have a minhag. All I can eat is potatoes. That's all I can eat. And then the woman says to her, "Oh, potatoes? All I can eat is matzah." And what's the hack for men? Right, the guy gets to shul, right, and he's in the morning, and he says, "Oh, so nu, when did your seder go till?" So he's like, "Ah." Oh. My Seder went till 2:30 in the morning. He's like, 2:30, that's all. My Seder went till 4. And then you have the next guy next to him who's like, till 4? I'm in the middle of my Seder. I just took a little break for it. You know, they call me one of those rabbis that they told us that it's time for Kriyat Shema. I'm in the middle of my Seder, right? Again, we all have these different hacks. But again, the whole point of Leil Seder is to talk Divrei Torah, but it's to really relive. To, as the Rambam says, that the whole point of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Kilu Ata. Right now we're leaving Mitzrayim. And we'll discuss more ideas as the Shir goes on. We'll discuss more ideas how to make it more relevant. But again, let's get back into the Divrei Torah. We left off just to Chazar, because Chazar never hurt anyone. But just to review a little, because we did speak a lot on Divrei Haggadah, and I got some emails from people telling me the different vorts that they liked. Please keep on coming. It gives me chizik. And we said a couple of vorts. We quoted from the idea of Kiddush. We said there was a machlokes between the Taz and the Mogen Avraham. I was very happy because I heard a shir and Mama, she said this exact vort. It was unbelievable. See how did the Shmaya. And we said, what's the pshat? By every other Shabbos, you could start Shabbos early. But we're going to know on Friday night, we're going to realize that at most shuls, almost I think all shuls, they wait. So what we say, the pshat was, is because Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's a different kiddush. It's not just a kiddush of a regular Shabbos or a regular Yontif. It's a kiddush of a Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a kiddush of bringing in the story of Mitzrayim. That was one idea that we brought. Then we had another idea. We said that we know that the Rashbam tells us v'hotzeiti v'yitzalti v'ga'alti v'lakachti. That's why we have four cups of wine. Four is a very, very big number. However, the Yerushalmi gives another explanation that why it's representing the amount of times that it says kos by the Sar HaMashkim. So we said, what's the pshat? Who cares? I mean, Yosef did the whole dreams, and he interpreted the dreams. But what does that have to do with anything? So we said a beautiful idea that the Sar HaMashkim, it says Yosef interpreted the dreams, but the Sar HaMashkim lived and the Sar HaOfim died. And the question is, what's the difference? So if you look in the dreams, we said that the Sar HaMashkim represents the idea of always trying to do things for Paro. He's always doing something for Paro. So the whole idea is for a person to get out of himself. And that's why he was able to do it and no one else. And then we said another idea. We said the Abarbanel said that the whole story is to do a kapora for the selling of Mechiras Yosef. And we grow a Gavaldik Raya, that Karpas, right? It says by Karpas, that Karpas, Rabbeinu Manoach says that Karpas represents the idea of dipping. What's the dipping? So Rabbeinu Manoach says, because the Ketonis Pasim, we said, okay, that sounds nice, sounds a little Hasidish, right? But what's the pshat? Rabbeinu Manoach, right? One of the great Achronim on the Rambam. So we quoted a Rashi. Rashi said that Karpas is a beged of meshi, an important beged. How do we know that? Chor Karpas. Ah, give up. We left off developing the idea of Halach Ma'anya. So again, there's a lot of literature on Halach Ma'anya. There's a lot of literature on everything because there's a lot of Haggadahs out there. But the Shaila was, we quoted from Rav Yaakov Milisa, who was the Baal Nesivis. That's how we ended off. And he had a bunch of questions. There are a lot of famous questions, Halach Ma'anya. Again, we're not going to be able to do everything. There's so many things in the Haggadah. So many different Perushim in English and Hebrew. It's unbelievable. We'll see what we do. So some of the kashas that we asked on Halach Ma'anya, first of all, it's seemingly the Halach Ma'anya was after the Bayis Sheni. Second of all, we wanted to know, everyone asks, why is this in Lashon Aramaic? Why the Haggadah is in Hebrew? So why is it in Lashon Aramaic? Third of all, we're inviting guests. Why are we inviting guests? Normally, you don't just invite guests. It's like, you know, like you come over to someone, you're like, oh, you want to come over for Shabbos, even though Shabbos started already. What is that? You're inviting guests. Who are you inviting? You're playing a game here? You're at your Seder table. So we said a beautiful idea. The idea that we said last week, we said that according to the Nesivos, a person has to always know, you know, where he's holding. For example, if a person is in jail and he's just going to go to another jail, so he's not really gaining so much. Fine, he's leaving one jail to the next. So where is a person going? So the Nesivos says a Gevaldic idea. He says that why the double language? Why does it say Kol Dichvin Yetzei V'Yechol, Kol Ditzrech Yetzei V'Yivsach? Whoever is hungry, let him come and eat, and whoever is needy, let him come and celebrate Pesach. What's going on here? So the whole idea is that Halach Ma'anya shows us that although right now we're in the Golus, we have the confidence for the future. We know that Hashem is with us. We know that we were on the 49th level of Tumah. And we were about to fall. And Hashem said, no, I'm not letting my nation fall this way. So the whole pshat of Halach Ma'anya is that although we're in the Golus, we see where we were in Mitzrayim, and Hashem gave us the confidence to take us out. That even though we're on the 49th level of Tumah, still Hashem out of nowhere just said, no, come out. What's the next Lashon Kol Ditzrech Yetzei V'Yivsach? Let's talk about Karban Pesach. Let's talk about how how normally you have to appoint yourself for Karban Pesach. But over here, a person has to realize we're not fully there yet. We're not there yet. However, we want to get there. And that's why we start off right in the beginning of Seder. We say, Lashon Haba B'nei Chorin. Lashon Haba B'Ard Yisrael. Lashon Haba B'nei Chorin. Why? Why are we doing this? Because the whole pshat is that we have to know what is our goal. What is the goal of tonight? I just heard a Gvaldik story that Albert Einstein was on a train. He was going to a big conference. And he was on the train. And the conductor came over to him. And he said, where's your ticket? So he's looking all over. And he can't find the ticket. It's a true story. Albert Einstein. And he couldn't find the ticket. And then the conductor, he says, I have it. It's in my pocket. I can't find it. He looks in his bag. And he's going crazy. He can't find the ticket. So the conductor looks at him and says, listen, I know who you are. You're Albert Einstein. You're a very famous person. And I'm sure you paid. I'm sure you're okay. Don't worry about it. So, he's happy. Baruch Hashem. I don't know if he said Baruch Hashem. But he's happy. And now, the conductor leaves. And then the conductor is going checking other people for their tickets. And he still sees Albert Einstein looking for his ticket. So he comes back to Albert Einstein, and he said, Dr. Einstein, don't worry. I told you, don't worry. You're trustworthy. Don't worry. So Albert Einstein turned to him and said, yeah, but I don't know where I'm going. I'm on the train, but I don't know what stop. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know my goal. Where am I going? That's the pshat here also. What's our goal? What's our goal of tonight? The goal of tonight, as I was talking about in the beginning of this year, is that we need to feel freedom. And it's this duality, which we're going to talk about in more ideas of the Haggadah. It's this duality because, we're not really there yet. We're in the Gullus now. Although we have amazing things and we have freedom and we have Eretz Yisrael and we have Torah, but we're not there yet. Because if we were there, then we wouldn't be able to invite people now because you need the Karban Pesach. So why are we inviting people? Because we're showing ourselves that we want to be free. We want that connection. We want the final geula. That's what we want. Pesach. The whole gematria of Pesach. I saw a beautiful word, right? If you spell out the words Pesach, pay, pay, hey, gematria. My father loves gematria. 85. Samach. Samach, mem, chof, sofit, 120. Right? Ches. Ches Ches Tov, 408. Pesach, the whole idea of Pesach, that all adds up to upper math, 613. Because Pesach is representing the idea of doing the 613 mitzvahs. Because that's what Pesach's about. It's about the physical freedom going to the spiritual freedom. As the Ramban writes, that we're going from the Pesach. We're going from our physical freedom and working ourselves up. That's what he says, the connection of Sphira Saomer, that we're going to start soon also, God willing. That you start with Pesach, the bridging the gap from the Pesach to the Shavuos, because it's all one link. Because Pesach represents the idea that we're going to be free. And that's exactly what we're saying, Holach Ma'anya. Holach Ma'anya, the start of the Seder, that we're not there yet, but we're going to get there. We're going to get there. That is board number one. The Malbim says a Gevaldik story. The Malbim says that there's a story of a father, and the father was taking care of his child, and then the child did something bad, and then the father obviously bailed him out again. And the father said to him, listen, kid, enough. Enough. If you're going to mess up, so then... And the kid kept on messing up. And the father's like, listen, kid, I keep on bailing you out. What's going on here? So the kid's like, listen, I won't mess up, right? I won't mess up. So Malbim says, right? So Malbim's going to explain the Moshe. So then the father's like, no, come on, cut it out. Finally, messes up again. The father bails him out. Finally, the father has an idea. the father has an idea that he's going to let his kid do what he needs to, and he's going to be behind the scenes. He's not going to bail him out. He's going to be behind the scenes to help him, but he's not going to tell him it's him. Says the Malbim, that's this pshat also. That Hashem, we're in the Golus now. We're in the Golus, right? We have this Pesach, Matzah, Morah, which we'll talk about. That we have the Pesach, which represents total freedom, the Karban Pesach, which we don't have, and we're davening for it. And then we have the Morah, the bitterness. And then we have the Matzah. The Matzah is this duality, because we came out B'chipazon, we came out running out, being free. But at the same time, the Pesach is Lechem Oni. Even though it's very expensive in the store, whatever, we don't talk about that. You know, but the matzah is lechem oni, because it's, so it's this duality, that it's the free man's bread, but it's also the poor man's bread. They said that they did eat it. They did eat the matzah in Mitzrayim. So why Aramaic? Because Aramaic, one shot is, the Shibboleth HaLeket, one of the Rishonim, says that the reason why we have Aramaic is because we want to protect ourselves from Mazikim. You know, the Mazikim, the spirits are going to hear us talking, and they don't know Aramaic. The problem with this pshat is that the whole rest of the God is in Hebrew. And another problem with this pshat, that the Akorim say, is that tonight is Leil Shimurim. Hashem is guarding us. You don't even have to lock your door. I won't tell one of my kids, you know, the door's not going to be locked. I don't want to scare her, you know what I'm saying? But you don't got to lock your door, because Hashem is guarding us. Hashem is watching us. So why are we afraid of the Mazikim? So they say, no. It has nothing to do with that. You know why this is the Lashon? Because this is a Lashon for everyone, for women and for children and for men. This is the way they spoke. This was their mother tongue. They spoke in Aramaic. And we want to teach everyone. Lishona Habo. Yeah, I think everyone feels like I'm about to be finished. No, we got a lot to do. Lishona Habo, because this is our goal. This is where we're supposed to get to. That although we're in the Golus, we're going to get to the Geula. That's how we start off with Holoch Ma'anya. Then we get to Manishtana. Oh. Manishtana, right? We're going in order? Yeah. Manishtana halayla hazeh mikol halelos. Right, get all the kids, they stand up. Some people do it in Yiddish, you do it in English. You do the whole thing of Manishtana. Ah, what a gavaldik. Ah, everyone's thinking about their Manishtana. And the obvious question is that there's four. There's four in Manishtana. One question that should be there right away is, what about, you know, we drank the first cup of wine and then we poured another one. So why don't we talk about that? Why are we not talking about that in the Manishtana, about the cups of wine? So the way they want to answer it is that really, again, the Rambam seems to say it might be just a statement, but we, again, do everything in question form. Why do we do everything in question form? Which we spoke about last week, because when you're involved in question, right, the way we learn, the way a Jew learns, which is unbelievable, is that we question each other. We fight with chavrusas, oh chavruso misusa. We try to understand things well. We try to go deep and we ask questions. The whole shot of learning is going deeper, is understanding, and going deep with the chavrusa. So we ask questions. So is it specifically these four things? Maybe, or maybe not. So some Achronim want to say that no, again, to show us that there's two and two. Right? The first one is talking about that all nights we eat chometzu matzah. Tonight we only eat matzah. That is talking about, I guess, the freedom. The freedom. All other nights we eat other yirakos. Tonight we eat the morer. That's the bitterness. So the whole pshat of the whole idea is to show this duality, because the whole night is this contradiction, but not a contradiction. That we show our freedom, but at the same time that we're showing our freedom, we're showing that we still are in the Golus. It's this night of starting, as the Gemara tells us in Pesachim, Maskil Bignos Messiah Mishvach. We start talking about our problems and talking about our bitterness. And through the bitterness, we get the Godless. So it's not a problem that we don't talk about the Dalit crisis. Because that would be under the idea of the Cherus. That's the Cherus aspect. Now, part of the Manishtana is Kulanu Misubin. That Kulanu Misubin, I once heard a Gevaldik Pshat, is that really the four questions, whenever you want to build anyone, the whole point of Chinuch is sometimes you want to give over a little, and then you want them to get it on their own. Right? That's what you want a kid to do. That's what Chinuch is. The whole idea, Rashi says that Chinuch is Haskalah. So, I heard a nice pshat, is that the first thing is we give to them. They don't know that we're not going to eat chametz. We tell them, we teach them. Tonight's only matzah. And we tell them about the Shar Yirakos, and tonight we need the maror yet. And they see us being makpil a little, right? We saw us that we were makpil a little, so they're seeing something's a little different. But then at the end, they see that we're doing haseba, right? We're doing haseba. Everyone did haseba. So they're able to get there on their own. That's the whole point of chinuch. Chinuch represents that I could do it by myself, right? That's the goal of every parent. A parent is that you give over to your children that they're not going to be dependent on you, that they could build their own family, and they could do their own to create Judaism and to create the Gevaldic relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the whole point, is to keep it going, to keep the Messiah. That's the point of tonight, to keep the Messiah going. Kulanu Misubin, we know there's a mitzvah of a seba. He gave a shiur in yeshiva about a seba. What is this mitzvah of a seba? You know, the Gemara tells us in Daf Kuf Ches about the mitzvah of a seba. Very fascinating machlokes, perhaps, between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, seems to say that the mitzvah of Haseba is its own separate mitzvah. But according to the Rosh, in the back of Arvei Pesachim, he seems to say that if you don't do Haseba, listen to the fascinating Rosh, if you don't do Haseba, you're not Yotzei the mitzvah. So if you drank that first kos without Haseba, you weren't Yotzei the mitzvah, right? So after you drink that first kos, you do Haseba, obviously, you'd be like, oh, Baruch Hashem, because if I didn't do it, I have to do it again, like the Rush. Yeah, show off a little, you know what I'm saying? But, right, the Briskerov goes at length discussing this machlokes, the Seba. Is part of the mitzvah? Is it a separate? Okay, long dish is sheer. We don't need a, okay, long dish. Divinity turn. It's a fascinating medrash. Wow. Only on page one, and I have a lot of pages, and we, okay, oh, but God willing, resolution. There's a fascinating medrash. The medrash says, "Vayitzav Elokim es hayam derech hamidbar." Right, pasuk's found in Shemois Yud Gimel Yud Ches. That Hashem, "Vayitzav Elokim es hayam." Right, they're leaving Mitzrayim, and He took them roundabout. So says the medrash, fascinating. What does it mean, "Vayitzav"? He took them roundabout. That Hashem did haseba with them. And the obvious question is, what? First of all, they're running out of Mitzrayim. And why are you doing a Seba now? You know what I'm saying? I was once at a Seba with one of my friends. He's like a brisker guy. Like, he does a Seba, you know, all out. Like my kids thought he was off his rocker. It was awesome. But, you know, like, but again, the Rav Yos brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. We do a Seba, and we should be mocked to do a Seba. But again, it's not so comfortable. You know, they used to have couches back in the day. They used to chill with their couches, right? There's an Arvei Pesachim right at their couch. It was a good chill. But this whole idea of a seba, the Medrash says that Hashem took them out, and they did a seba. And it doesn't really make so much sense. First of all, the pasuk doesn't really read that way. So what's going on? What's going on? So they quote, I think Rav Nevensol quotes this in his Haggadah. There's a fascinating Ibn Ezra. And a famous Ibn Ezra. We've spoken a lot about the Ibn Ezra, Avraham ben Ben Ibn Ezra, who lived in 1089 to 1167 from Spain, was very poor. We have a lot of stories about him. And the great Ibn Ezra asked the Gevaldik Kasha. We know that the Mitzrim were chasing Klal Yisrael by the Yom Suf. And he asked, I don't get it. Why didn't they just turn around and just kill him? There were so many more Jews than the Mitzrim. Just go turn around, knock them on the head, and kill them. Like, what are you afraid of? There's so many. There's 600,000 men. Right? There are 3 million people that came out. A lot of people died in Makkah, Scotia. So why don't you just turn around and just kill them? That's the kasha of the Haligah Ibn Ezra. So the pshat is, says Ibn Ezra, you know why they couldn't do it? It's because they had a slave mentality. Since they had a slave mentality, and these were their taskmasters that were killing them, they couldn't turn around. They were afraid of them. So since they were afraid of them, they couldn't kill them. Gevaldik. So why did Hashem do a seba here? Because Hashem said, listen, you are b'nei malachim. You just came out of Mitzrayim, and I know you might be afraid, and you might be afraid of those Mitzrayim, but I want you to give you confidence. You are malchus, right? That's why we do a seba. We're doing all these things, Leila Seder, to show ourselves, wow, you are melech. Right? That's why you wear, why do we wear a kittel? So many different reasons why we wear a kittel. One reason why we're wearing a kittel, Leila Seder, is to show that the Nitziv says is because just like when they brought the Karban Pesach and the Kohanim and were involved in the Avodah, we're showing we're doing the Avodah! We're melech! Right? The Chinuch writes, Achar Pulos Nimshach Chavolos. After our actions comes, right, the way a person acts, then his heart goes, Nimshach Chavolos. We have to do our actions. We have to show ourselves as Seba. We're kings. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. We are kings. And that's why Hashem said, do Hesebo right now. Because I want to show you how great you are. Avodim Ayinu. Avodim Ayinu is maybe the answer of Manishtana. And we know that we have a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel that we know maskil beginus umesayim mishvach. We start, again, the whole Seder. We're starting off about the Avodim Ayinu, that we're in Eved, Leparo, and then we're going to be Messiah Mishvach. So the question is, what is the Maskil Beginus? Is the Maskil Beginus from Avodim Ayinu? Or is the Maskil Beginus, starting off from that, from the idea of Miskili Avodah Zarah? So if you tell me that it's from Miskili Avodah Zarah, so then it makes sense. Why? Because they messed up. They did Avodah Zarah. And then we messed up. But if you're going to tell me Avodim Ayinu, we are Avodim. It's like saying someone's sick. And that's the Gnus. Has shown someone gets sick. You're in it. So what was the problem here? Avodim Ayinu. What's the problem of Avodim Ayinu? Why is that Maskil B'Gnus? So the answer is because Avodim Ayinu Liparo B'Mitzrayim. You know what the problem was? That we were avodim to Paro. We why did we fall so hard? We fell so hard because we felt that Paro was in charge, not Hashem. We lost our faith in the Ribbono Shel. We need to be avodim to Hashem. And that's what happened. Avodim hayinu leParo b'Mitzrayim. And then the next pasuk. Then it says a Gevaldik, look, if you look at the next pasuk, it says, V'yotzi'inu Hashem Elokeinu Misham b'yad chazaka u'bizroa netuya. So the Netziv says, the great, great, the Rosh Yeshiva from Volozhin, the great Netziv, the Netziv says, I mean, that's two pasukim. He pulled a fast one on us. That's not one pasuk, that's two different pasukim. And then it says, quotes down a medrash. The Medrash says that each part of this pasuk is referring to a different aspect of what Hashem did to Paro. Yad Chazaka, says the Medrash, that Hashem had to pull us out of Mitzrayim like an Uber, like a fetus in its mother's womb. And Zroa Netuya, with an outstretched arm, was like a bird in its in the hand of a person, and all it had to do was to squeeze. What does this mean? It says in Itziv Gevaldik Pshat. You know what our problem was? Is that we are Avodim Hayinu Liparo B'Mitzrayim. We lost, we thought that Paro was in charge. And you know, unfortunately, we all fall into this. We feel like that guy's in charge, that doctor's in charge. And again, Hashem has done everything. But it's we have to realize that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam in charge. No one else. Not my stocks, not nothing. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam. Avodim Hayinu Liparo B'Mitzrayim. That was our problem. Maskil B'Gnus. Why is that a problem that you're an Eved? Because you were an Eved to Paro. But Hashem said, no, I'm taking you out. I'm going to pull you out like a fetus. You're stuck in the mother's womb. I'm going to pull you out. Hashem says, I'm going to pull you out to make you into a nation. You don't want to leave Mitzrayim? I'm going to pull you out to make you great. And you know, not only that, it's like a bird. All Paro needed to do, he had the power to just destroy us. We are on the 49th level of Tumah, and all Paro needed to do is just close his hand and destroy us. But Hashem kept on popping him with makas, boom, 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 popping him with makas left and right. He didn't give Paro the chance to even think. Because sometimes all you need to do in life is just sit and think. Where am I going? Where am I going with myself? Okay, Visha Amda. Wow. Time is of the essence, and it's getting late. Okay. Vihisha Amda. The obvious question the obvious question of Vihisha Amda is, what is the Vihi? We skipped a little. The obvious question is, what is the Vihi? So what's this Vihi? So some people say the Vihi, the Vav is standing for Shishar Sidrei Mishnah. The He is the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. The Yod is Aseres Dibros. And Aleph is the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what the Vihi. Now the Netziv, in his beautiful Haggadah, the Imre Shefer, says that perhaps the Vihi She'amda, again, we lift up, what do? We lift up the coast. We pick up the coast, Vihisha Amda. The mopses are covered, right? It's nothing. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. Whenever we lift up the coast, we cover the mopses. Yeah? So maybe the Vihi, says the Netziv, is the Vihi is going on, and we go from the paragraph from before that Hashem promised us, he gave us a haftacha, and he was Chishev at that case, that really we were supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years, and we ended up being in Mitzrayim for 210. The whole discussion in itself. What exactly happened there. But maybe the Vihi says the Netziv is the Vihi. And this, very vague, and this stood by our fathers, is talking about the Rechush Gadol that we got out for free. That we got out with a big property and we got out with a big inheritance. But says the Netziv, that doesn't really make so much sense. Because very nice, it's linked to the first paragraph. Still, it doesn't make so much sense because why? What does this have to do with that every generation comes to destroy us, and then all of a sudden we get into the next paragraph about Lavan, Seyu Laman, Mabi Kesh Laman Arami. What does it have to do with anything? So says the Netziv, a Gavaldik Yisoid, and we have to get this Yisoid into our lives, that really Vihisha Amda is talking about the idea that this is what stood by our forefathers, is that we're going to be a ger. Ki ger yeh bezarecha. That we're always going to be an outsider. The Ribbono Shel Olam created in the Teva that there's always going to be a nation, and it's starting to come out even now. You know, we Baruch Hashem, we have freedom, we have religious autonomy, and we can do what we're not being persecuted, which we were 80, 90 years ago. But things are coming out now. Because inherently, Esav Soneh es Yaakov. And inherently, they want to destroy us. They want to sometimes physically destroy us, and they want to spiritually destroy us. And that's what we're saying. Vihi She'amda. You know what Vihi is? You know what this is? Ki Geri Ebezarecha. We're different. We're different than the rest of the world. We're different than the nations of the world. And that's what makes us different, that we have the Ribbono Shel Olam. But we have to realize, the minute that we feel that we're part of the world, that's the problems. And says the beautiful Alshech, says the beautiful Mefarshim, that's Lavan. Lavan wanted to destroy us spiritually. And we say, no. Lavan, we're not going to let you destroy us. We're not going to get involved. We're going to hold because we have Leil HaSeder. We have the night of Emunah. We have the idea that we're not going to let anyone. We're going to realize that we have Kiddush. We have Sipas Yisvias Mitzrayim. We have all the mitzvahs. We're not going to, we're gear. And we have to always realize that. Even though Baruch Hashem, we have such great things going for us. In Israel, in America, in different countries, Baruch Hashem. But we have to remember, Ki ger yeh bezaracha. And we can't forget that. Behisha amda. Because look at Lavan. He tried to uproot everything. But we didn't let him. We say in another paragraph, again, there's so much to do. There's just so many vorts. I could go on and on and on. And Yalom's getting tired. But there's a paragraph of V'nitzak El Hashem. And I heard the Shem Upterov that the whole idea of V'nitzak El Hashem is that we cry out to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because again, the whole Leil HaSeder is this duality. Is that we're free. And we have our spiritual freedom. But also we're not there yet. So we turn to the Ribbono Shel Olam, V'nitzak El Hashem. And we all have different things that we need. And we scream out. What I do with my kids is I scream on top of my lungs. And I close my eyes. And some people are embarrassed, they don't want to do it, and I hear, you know, you're in a pseudo with like other people, and you start screaming, they're going to think you're going to lock you up, get the white man with the coats. You don't need to scream. You could scream sometimes just opening your mouth and just not saying noises. Also, you could scream that way also. Scream to Hashem, and daven for what you need. If you need a shidduch, you need people that can't have children, there's so many yeshuas, people that can't have parnasa, there's so many things that we all need. There's so, Baruch Hashem, so many great things in Klal Yisrael. But there's also, there's issues. And we need to daven, we need tzak el Hashem. The whole point of Leil HaSeder is to make the Ribbono Shel Olam relevant in our lives. That He's part of my life. We take the Pesach, which represents freedom. We don't have the Karban Pesach. We have the Matzah and the Maror. And we put it all together. Because Hashem has done everything to us. And He loves us so much. The whole point of the Leil HaSeder. Again, there's so many Divrei Torah. We could go on and on. I have pages and pages of Divrei Torah. But the whole point is to go through the Haggadah. Prepare before. Find, you know, your 20-second vort. Sometimes you're not going to have so much time. You have to have a 20-second vort. You have a 3-minute vort. They'll tell you, oh, at the meal. That means basically you're not talking at all. You know what I'm saying? But the whole idea is the emotional connection. Making it real. You know, every year, my kids are waiting for it. I take them outside, said last time. And I go to the shul with my suitcase. And with all the Eser Makis, I buy ping pong balls and little animals. And it just visualization. It's just makes it awesome. Give kids parts to have different plays and different things. You also, a person has to live it. It's not just enough. You know, you take your Haggadah, look at my Haggadah, blah, 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 right? You got to live it. And the way you live it is to ask questions, get involved, learn up Divrei Torah. There's so much out there. So many Haggadah, there's so many shirim online, just to find something small, right? A small vort, boom, boom, boom. What's the difference between the Chacham and the Rasha? They're saying the same thing. Ah, why? They're saying the same. No, because a Chacham, what words does he say? Eschem. When he excludes himself, he's not excluding himself. First of all, he says Hashem, but then he says Eschem. What is Eschem? Aleph through Tav, and the Mechof, and the Mem, the two things in the middle. Because he's saying Hashem is past, present, and future. But what about the Rasha, Lachem? He only says the word Lachem because those are on the middle letters. He doesn't view Hashem as relevant in his life at all. Again, a small little vort. Boom. A small little vort. Pesach. Gematria. When you spell the words, it's a small vort. So those are also very important. But also these major yesodis. Because the whole yesod, the whole yesod that we're going to come out is that we're leaving Mitzrayim. Ki'ilu hu yotzo mi Mitzrayim, and it's hard. But if a person gets there, it's such an uplifting day. It's, right, we're supposed to end off with Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim is the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let us have an amazing, amazing Pesach. Let us build this relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Let us realize how fortunate, how lucky we are to be part of this amazing nation. And let us have mamish the geula. Let's bring Mashiach. Let us daven out to Hashem, benitzak el Hashem, and make the Ribbono Shel Olam relevant in our lives. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Pesach.